Hello, this is Edward. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is a quick and confidential survey. May you please tell me what your zip code is?
48237.
48237. Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
What is that? Where's the survey for?
This is a community issue-based survey. It's completely confidential. I ask, in what year were you born?
63.
63? Okay. Do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Were you not able to vote?
2020, I believe.
Mm-hmm. For whom did you vote? Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Biden.
Okay. Perfect. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
Black.
Black. Okay. Perfect. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Registered to vote. Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for officers like the president and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or would you probably
not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote.
Okay. How do you plan on voting? Voting in person or voting in person on election day? Or before the election day? Or probably voting by mail before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? I would like you to please rate from 0 to 10, when 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
10, they have power.
10? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I also want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting this year for president, Congress, state, and local offices in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated.
Okay, perfect. I like to know your feelings about some people that are active in politics right now. Also, again, using the scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means you are very warm and favorable toward this person, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, just neutral, and 0 means you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. If there is someone that I mentioned that you don't know, just please let me know, okay?
Okay.
How favorable are you towards J.D. Vance?
5.
5. What about Team Waltz?
I don't even know that person.
Okay. Josh Shapiro?
Shapiro. 5.
5. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0. Gretchen Whitmer?
I do a 5.
5. What about Kamala Harris?
10.
10. What are your thoughts toward Joe Biden?
We're in between like 8. No, I'm trying to 8.
8? Okay. Mark Kelly?
I don't know that one.
Okay. And by last, Barack Obama?
Oh, 10.
10. Okay. On a scale from 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. I want you to please also use a 10 if you have been very worried, 5 somewhat worried, and 0 if you have not been worried at all. Again, you can use any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
What do you think about lack of dependable transportation systems?
7.
Okay. The protection of Social Security or Medicare?
8.
Abortion access for women in the country becoming more restrictive?
8.
The affordability of housing?
8.
The crime rate in your community?
7? 8?
Okay.
No, 8.
Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities?
8.
The conflict in Palestine?
Conflict in what?
In Palestine, the country.
Oh.
5. Elections and voter fraud in the 2024 elections?
8.
Fighting discrimination and systematic racism?
10.
Racial profiling among police?
10.
The banning of Black history?
10.
Voter suppressions in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote?
8.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights?
10.
And by last, the availability of resources for K-12 education?
10.
Perfect. We're almost done. I do want to thank you for your time. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Kamala Harris, or third-party candidate Kamala Harris? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Four.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it's assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures a nomination as a Democratic candidate, will that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote makes no difference, or somewhat less motivated to vote?
More motivated to vote?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to the last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much favorable, somewhat favorable, makes no difference, or somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much favorable.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you? By a lot,
yeah.
Some, little, or not all?
A lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of trust, or some trust, or little trust?
Well, I would say a lot.
A lot. Okay.
There's not much more to go.
You're free to answer every question. This is completely confidential, okay? So your name and information will not be disclosed. So feel free to give your most honest opinion. We're almost done, but I do want to give you some treats. I would like you to please tell me if this describes Vice President Harris, and if so, somewhat describes her, only describes it a bit, or does not at all. Do you think fight for people of color describes Kamala Harris?
For people of color?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's for everybody.
Okay. So for you, she really describes that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think about early trailblazer in the LGBTQ policy?
Oh, I don't really think about it.
No, no? Okay.
Yeah.
Locked up people that should have not been locked up.
Say it again.
Sure. Then the next one says, locked up people that should not have been locked up.
Ooh. You may rate that?
You have to describe, I'm sorry, you have to tell me if that statement describes Kamala Harris or not for you.
No, that doesn't describe.
No. Okay. Not at all, or just a little bit?
Okay.
The next one, governs with kindness and compassion.
Yeah, I have to describe that.
Okay. Somewhat describes or really describes? Or describes a bit?
Somewhat describes.
Somewhat. Okay. What about, is a political insider?
I have no idea.
Okay. Just two more. Represents the black community.
I guess she represents everybody.
Okay. Is progressive?
Yes.
Okay. Somewhat describes or really describes her?
Somewhat. No, really.
Really? Okay. No worries. We're heading to the last part of the survey. And I'm sorry if this is taking too much of your time.
No, I'm only going to do one more question because I'm tired.
Okay. I would like you to please tell me which of the following traits, if you would like to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable for Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, less favorable, or much less favorable, or if it makes no difference. This statement says, Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform that makes abuses of power and debt at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
Okay, I like everything about Kamala Harris. Anybody running against Trump is a win for me. I do not care for Trump whatsoever. I'll have to get off the phone because I'm tired. Okay.
Totally understandable. As CA Attorney General, come on, man.